Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come every single week to grow together and to learn and to be all that I believe God has called us to be. The beautiful thing about this space, you've joined the place where leaders come together recognizing that iron sharpens iron. I believe that leaders are people who come together and want to glean from each other. And in this place, we try to create a platform where we can share strategies that can help you every single day, every single week, move vision forward, enhance your own life, the quality of your life based on the quality of your decisions. So thank you so much for supporting. And I want to encourage you to make sure you follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. Also, I want to encourage you to share this podcast with as many people as you can. If it is blessing you, then allow it to be a blessing to someone else simply by sharing the link and telling them to join Next Level Leader Podcast. Thank you for doing that, as we hope to reach 1 million people on this podcast, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's our way of sowing into your life generously to help you become the leader that we believe God wants you to become. Also, I want to encourage you to go and get our books and content. I have a website out there, josephwalker3.org. You can go and you can get the books that I've written, books like Leadership and Loneliness, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution, and so many other books that I've written. Go out there and get that. Also, you can take advantage of the merch I have out there, Connection Series. Connection is the new currency. Things like that. Go out there and get that. If you want us to come to be a part of one of your events to speak, you can request that in that space at josephwalker3.org. Finally, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page. I want to invite you to go over there and check it out. So many of you have already done it, and I appreciate you doing that. Just go over there to YouTube and type in Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Check out the episodes that we drop. We drop a new one every Friday, and make sure you are checking it out. And I am so appreciative of you being a part and connected in this area. So thank you so very, very much. And I am so excited even about you just being connected in this space. Today, thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about how do you determine if it's God or if it's you. I think leadership is about discernment. It's about having a sense of wisdom. And often the decisions that we make often are so critical to our outcomes. And as a leader who is spiritual, it's important that you're able to really work through, reconcile whether or not the decisions you're making are God or are they just simply you. I've seen people try to make their own decisions God's decisions, and it didn't turn out too well. How do you identify whether or not what you're doing or trying to do is actually God or is it you? I want to give you our 7 principles today. And the first is this. Think about this. Does it align with Scripture? Now, let's be very clear. God's voice will never contradict His word. Never. And it's important that we ensure that that what we are believing, we are hearing it clearly from God's word, from a biblical backdrop. He will never, ever contradict His word. And so I can often tell when it's God because there's pure alignment with what His word declares. Whatever vision, whatever ideation, whatever thing I'm trying to do, I must ask myself, is this in alignment with God's word? God will use my pastor to speak it over my life, or He'll use a mentor to speak the word. I'll be studying and doing devotion, and His word will align with what I'm trying to do and become confirmation. So it's incredibly important that I understand this because alignment is key. So does it align? And that's why it's important to regularly study the word of God and use it as your standard for discernment. Let me say that again. Regularly study the word of God. Use it as your standard for discernment. I'll invite you to go over to YouTube and check out our Bible study called Deeper Dive, where I break the word of God down and go deeper in the word of God, because I believe that as you understand the Bible, understand the word, it helps you even in your decisions to know if those decisions are in alignment with what God's will is for your life. His will is His word. and his word is his will. And sometimes it doesn't mean that you don't have ideas or great thoughts in your mind, but those things may not be in alignment with what God is saying. And you can be out there on what you're saying. And if you're not careful, that thing can certainly not be as successful as you would like it to be. So that's number one, make sure it aligns with scripture. Number two is seeking confirmation through prayer. Now, why is this important? I talk so often about leadership and how leaders should, you know, develop prayer lives. And the more you lead, the more you do, you'll find out the importance of prayer. Prayer is communion with God. And I think that when you seek that time away and prayer, you gain greater clarity and confirmation concerning the will of God for your life. I can't emphasize this enough. There's something about truly spending that quality time praying and really spending time with God in prayer so that you can truly come to that place in your life, man, where, you know, you really begin to say, wait a minute, you know, I need to set aside this specific time to find out what God is saying. You know, Matthew 7 says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So how do I take time in prayer about what I'm believing God for to say, Lord, can you reveal to me and show me? And I found that as a leader, I paused, I've taken moments outside of meetings and I've said, now, Lord, show me, reveal to me. And when I ask, it shall be given. So never take for granted as a leader, the power of prayer. Never. Always seek confirmation. You get a word from God that's in alignment and then pray that God gives you constant confirmation. Now, this third thing I want you to think about, I'm going to lean in on a little bit because it's incredibly practical, is how do you consult with trusted spiritual advisors? I think it's so important, right, that we surround ourselves with mentors, people who are spiritual advisors, people who are trusted mentors, whose information and whose advice is deemed valuable in this season. People that can tell me the truth, developing relationships that are sound, that are biblically based, that I am not intimidated by them speaking truth to me, and oftentimes busting my bubble, even if it means I'm coming to them saying, this is what I know I'm supposed to do. I'm excited. And they say, you know what? That's so off key. And me being okay with that. I did this to a mentee one time. I told them the truth about what they thought was something God wanted them to do. And when I began to not be as enthusiastic about it, and I became very blunt and straightforward, they got offended and felt like I was not in touch with what God was doing in their life. And I was not supportive of them. See, this is what you have to do as a leader. You have to submit yourself to the mentor. You have to be willing to say, even if they disagree with what I'm saying, I must surround myself with people who can speak into my life and give me truth. The Bible says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. So you have to make sure that you understand God often speaks wisdom through our counselors, through our mentors. And I think it's important to have those trusted advisors in your life where you truly can hear from God and truly make good, sound decisions based on those consultations that you have. How often do you seek the counsel and guidance of people in your life who could properly mentor you and help you achieve what you're trying to achieve? And to know that this thing is really God's will for my life, or is this thing just something I'm conjuring up and trying to make happen because I'm passionate about it? Number four, I think it's equally as important because now this is about examining the fruit. Let me explain this. Jesus taught that you will know a tree by its fruit. If you are hearing something that's from God, it will always produce fruit in your life and in the life of others. That's what's so important about purpose and connection, right? I know that what I'm doing is God and not me, because if it's of God, watch this, that thing will prosper. If it's of God, it will produce fruit. John 15, one of my favorite verses, I am the true vine. You are the branches. Anything that's in me will always produce fruit. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you should ask what you will. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. You know, but he says, but the branches that do, he purges it, that it brings forth more fruit. And I think around verse 8, it talks about, and herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. You know how powerful that is? To get to a place in your life where you can say, I look at the fruit of what I'm doing, and as a result of that fruit, I'm incredibly grateful because the fruit doesn't lie. I know God blesses it, and he doesn't bless my mess. So he will only come alongside that which is consistent with his will for my life. He will not come alongside something that I am just trying to force feed him. And so the question is, you know, not whether, you know, God can come over and bless your stuff. It's, can I join God in what God is doing and produce fruit as a result of it? And that fruit is confirmation that I am in alignment. So when I assess the outcomes and impacts of my decisions, then I am saying, I know what I'm doing. I know that they are positive and godly results. And those positive godly results are indicators of God's guidance. He has given me every single day a reason to believe that what I am doing is absolutely God and not me. I have seen it in my own life, decisions I've made, and I knew it was God telling me to do it. And I knew God has confirmed it by the fruit, because I've seen that thing prosper. I've seen the results, the outcomes of it. And so be very clear that when you examine the fruit, you're able to see extraordinary outcomes come from it. All right? Here's number five. And I want to spend some time here, boy. This is a big one. I know you'll appreciate it. Check for inner peace. Now, if it's God, that's going to be peace. If it's not God, you're going to be constantly wondering, in conflict, going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So you got to examine. You know, God's guidance comes with a sense of inner peace. Even in challenging situations, a lack of peace can be a sign that something is amiss. So I think it's important to pay attention to your inner sense of peace. Because if you feel uneasy or anxious, take time to reconsider that thing. You're coming to a business decision and you're like, something doesn't feel right. Trust that. You know, you're making decisions financially. Trust the feeling you have. You're making decisions about hiring somebody or engaging in a particular, you know, business relationship, and you're feeling uneasy. Trust that feeling. Because when things are in alignment with what God wants, there is an overwhelming, let me stress it, an overwhelming sense of inner peace. People say, how did you know, man? How did you? Because I had peace about it. When I have peace about it, I'm not up all night worried about it. I'm not tossing and turning. I've just released it. And I know I am doing exactly in this moment what God has required of me. I think it's important, next level leaders, that you seek peace. Seek peace, man, not popularity. Seek peace. When you seek peace like that, you're able to see some amazing things begin to happen in your life. So, you know, I'm not going to be anxious for anything. I'm going to walk in the peace of God. I'm going to make decisions whether or not people agree with those decisions or not. Can you have peace when people around you may not completely understand your decision, but you confirm your decision as being in alignment with God because you have inner peace about the decision you have made? That's how you know you literally are doing it because it's a God thing and not a you thing, because you have inner peace. Check your inner peace. But number six, avoid impulsiveness. You know, God's guidance is often given to us through patience, deliberation. It's not impulsive or hurried. Rash decisions are more likely to come from our own desires. I want to have this now. I got to have this now. I got to do this now. That's the problem. But when you are a leader, you are measured. You take your time and you avoid impulsive decisions. You're not easily brought into things that force you to make decisions before you have prayed about them, reflected on them, talked to counselors about them. You're okay taking your time. I heard someone say, and it was one of the most powerful quotes I'd ever heard in my life, the fastest way to get there is slow. And when you understand this, man, how to literally avoid impulsiveness, you take time to reflect, to avoid making hasty decisions. Give yourself time to think and to pray and to think and to pray. Take a long drive, process it, talk to people about it, have group sessions about it, talk to your therapist about it, talk to your pastor about it. Take your time. You owe yourself that because your decisions, again, have consequences. And those outcomes are a direct result of your decisions. And when you are a next level leader, you do not make decisions impulsively. You truly make them patiently and in wisdom. When you make decisions impulsively, it's because you've allowed your emotions to be manipulated for a moment. But I want you to have more discipline to be more measured as a next level leader. Before we get to number 7, let's review the first 6 that we've talked about. We're talking about determining, is it God or is it you? So first of all, we talked about if it's God, it must align with Scripture. Ask yourself, if that thing that you're doing aligns with Scripture, then that thing must be of God, correct? Absolutely, because God will never contradict His word. So every decision, everything that I'm doing, everything that I'm trying to create, I want to make sure there's a biblical base for it, that it aligns with Scripture. Number 2, I'm seeking confirmation through prayer. I'm making sure that I have clarity, spending time communing with God, talking to God, taking time to really get confirmation, being specific in my prayer. Lord, is this what you desire from my life at this time? I also, number 3, am surrounding myself with trusted partners, advisors, spiritual advisors, mentors, people that can speak wisdom into my life, people that can tell me the truth and I not be offended, people that can look at me and just 10 toes down, be completely honest with me and help me be the best version of myself I can be in terms of my decisions. Number 4 is examining the fruit. Just as Jesus taught us, the tree is known by its fruit. You and I are known by the fruit. And of our fruit, watch this, is tied to God's will, our fruit will be good. If our fruit is tied to our will, that fruit may not be as good. So He will always allow us to produce greatness, to produce fruit, whenever we are in complete alignment with Him. Now, number 5, checking your inner peace. We want to make sure in our lives that we have a sense of peace, even if people around us may not share that peace, may have more concerns or questions. We've got to trust that we're making a decision according to the will of God that gives me peace. And number 6 was avoiding impulsiveness. To get to a point in your life where you are patient, where you are deliberate, where you are no longer impulsive or hurried or operating in rash decisions, but you are taking your time to walk this thing out, to say, Lord, I want to make certain that this is your will for my life. This is your dream for my life. And number 7 is evaluating motives. Reflect on the motivation behind your thoughts and actions. Here's a big one. You always know it's God because it is about God getting the glory. When it's about God, you approach it from a selfless perspective. You're not trying to make a name for yourself, but you're trying to move it forward that God be glorified, His people be edified. And that's what transformational leadership is all about. It's not about being self-serving. Ask yourself, why do you want to pursue in that particular direction? And you start checking your motives. Is it because I'm trying to seem important? I'm trying to compete with somebody who's not paying me any attention? What's going on in my life? I want to make sure my heart is pure, my motives are pure. And when you incorporate that in your life, you'll be amazed at how you know that thing is God's, because it's not about you. You want God to completely get the glory. Evaluate your motives, check your heart, and make certain that what you do, according to the book of Colossians, you do not unto man, but you do it unto God. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Next Level Leader Podcast. Man, I am so grateful. I hope what has been said has been a tremendous blessing to you. I hope that you will again follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. Let me know what this podcast spoke to you, how it blessed you. I would love to hear it, and share this with as many people as you can to help us reach 1 million people on this platform. I want to thank you so much, and I want to make sure we stay connected again at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Thank all of you for supporting this. Thank you for partnering. If you have a desire to partner, be a sponsor of this podcast, reach out to me. make sure you reach out to me. Send that DM to Joseph Walker 3. My team will get back with you. We'll make sure you be a title sponsor. This podcast is reaching hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And who knows, maybe what you offer, they could benefit from. I appreciate you so much. And thank you so much for being connected. Until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.